It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Bennis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series starts next Wednesday, June 12th, with a boys basketball Class 3 sectional where the Kingston Cougars played the Jefferson Blue Jays and Kingston picked up their first ever state playoff win. It'll air at 6 o'clock on KFMO Wednesday, June 12th, and be the first of 8 rebroadcasts at our KFMO Classic Series, rebroadcasting 8 of the best games from the previous high school and MAC sports season. You can find out more on the website, KFMOsports.com. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up a series with the Houston Astros on Wednesday. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday in Houston, the Cardinals picked up a win in the three-game series, beating the Astros 4-2, and Miles Michaelis had a pitch count just over 60 through six innings, and he got the win.
He pitched very, very well, a classic Miles Michaelis-type game, and the Cardinals' bullpen was also pretty typical for 2024. Good work from Jojo Romero, a bounce-back game for him. Kittredge was good, and Helsley a breeze through the night to pick up yet another save.
RBIs for Ciani, for Donovan, for Burleson, and a home run for Nolan Arenado.
And the Cardinals made zero errors in the game, and that's something we've been hoping for.
Now it's back home to play the Pirates, and Ricky, you'll be back with us on Friday. Tonight, Mike Claiborne will be sitting in, and the Cardinals have Sonny Gray going tonight.
Sonny Gray gives you an awful lot of confidence going into a game, going into a homestand, going into a series. Look forward to seeing what Sonny can do.
And Ricky, we'll see you tomorrow night. It's Sonny Gray going up against Cal Quantrill. Gray goes for his eighth win. We're on the air at 5:50.
Card starter Miles Michaelis on the key to his success Wednesday.
Getting ahead, strike one, and, you know, using their, there are a lot of aggressive swings on that team, so trying to, you know, use that against them, make a quality pitch early in the bat, and try to get quick outs.
Cardinal shortstop Brandon Crawford on salvaging the finale of the three-game series.
Obviously a pretty good team over there with some good arms, so to be able to jump on them early and score some runs was big. Losing the first couple, we definitely wanted to come away with the win today.
The Redbirds are back at it tonight as they return home to Busch Stadium. 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch on B104.3. The Cardinals open up a four-game series with the Colorado Rockies. Other Major League Baseball happenings, and in Philadelphia, Aaron Nola is now 8-2. As he throws a two-hitter through seven innings and a 2-0 Philadelphia win, he struck out five, and it's the eighth series sweep for the Phils as they sweep the Brewers.
We take every game seriously. We take every game one by one, and that's why we've played really good so far and, you know, been able to win a lot of series and sweep several of them.
Other National League games, Paul Skenes gets another win. He's now 3-0, beating Los Angeles, the Dodgers 10-6. The New York Mets get two homers from Luis Torrens, 9-1. They beat the Washington Nationals. Jonathan India homers and has five RBIs in Cincinnati's win over Colorado, 12-7. And Wilmer Flores did the same for San Francisco. Homer and five runs batted in, and 9-3 winner over Arizona. American League action, the Toronto Blue Jays walk off against Baltimore 3-2. Aaron Judge had five runs batted in, and the 9-5 Yankees winner over Minnesota. And Carlos Rodon got his eighth win of the season.
Just kept pitching, just try to get through six or seven, and, you know, I made it through six and did my job, and like I said, the boys swung the bat well. We won today.
Texas over Detroit 9-1, and the Oakland Athletics even up their series with Seattle, a 2-1 winner on Wednesday for the A's. Interleague play, Tampa Bay over Miami 5-3, and the Boston Red Sox shut out Atlanta 9-0, splitting their two-game series. Rafael Devers homered twice, and Nick Pivetta pitched seven one-hit innings with nine strikeouts.
It was a good outing. I think throughout the gate, the guys were on the bats, gave me a lot of runs, so I was able to kind of just attack the strike zone, get ahead of guys.
The Los Angeles Angels beat San Diego by a run 3-2, and the Chicago Cubs get a Mike Tauchman walk-off homer, his fifth of the season, to beat the Chicago White Sox 7-6. The White Sox have now lost 13 straight games, tying a franchise record. One other happening, Kansas City and Cleveland, that game was postponed. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC hosts Portland on Saturday at 7:30. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks, play at home against San Antonio in the XFL Conference Championship. That's Sunday at 6 on Fox. And the NASCAR Cup Series races at Sonoma Raceway on Sunday. The Toyota Save Mart 350 will have coverage on KFMO at 1:30 with the Performance Racing Network. NBA Final Game 1 is tonight at 7:30. The Dallas Mavericks at Boston against the Celtics. And Jason Tatum says the Celtics have extra pressure to win it all.
The expectations are obviously different here. and you know, it takes special players to be here and to be a part of an environment like that.
The Celtics made it to the finals 2 years ago.
Jaylen Brown and the Celtics are trying to end a title drought since 2008.
To solidify it. You know, the ultimate goal is to get over the hump and win. I think that'll add a lot to our legacy. But as of right now, I mean, that story is still kind of untold.
And on the other end, it's Luka Doncic with the visiting Dallas Mavericks on the hostile environment at TD Garden.
It's hard to play in this place. The crowd is amazing for their team. And all I got to say is we got to, you know, stay together. It's us against them.
Former Celtic, now Maverick, Kyrie Irving thinks he can feed off the hostile crowd.
Fans are going to say what they're going to say. I appreciate them and their relationship they have to the game. But it's about the players at the end of the day.
Game 1 of the NBA final tonight at 7:30. Game 2 is on Sunday, both at Boston. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup final, game 1, it's Saturday at 7 o'clock. Edmonton plays on the road at Florida. And these two teams have had a week off once the puck drops on Saturday. Edmonton head coach Chris Knobloch with an extended break. How much will they focus on Florida?
Paralysis by analysis. There's just, you can't focus on everything. You focus on everything, you end up focusing on nothing. So it's important that we give the guys the details that are important to play.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final, Edmonton at Florida, Saturday at 7 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis. Did you miss that game everyone was talking about this year? Tune in to AM 1240 KFMO Wednesday night to catch this KFMO Classic. Mason Nelson from downtown. Oh, he got it! Oh, Mason Nelson! He can't be stopped! The first state playoff win for Paul Hamilton and the Kingston Cougars in program history. KFMO Classics every Wednesday evening in June and July at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO, rebroadcasting 8 of the best games from the previous season.